This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio, 105.7 The Fan.
Well, I think Justin's going to go down as, this, in my opinion, as if not the best kicker of all time, one of the best, and I think he finished the season strong. We'll have those discussions, but I think, you know, I have every expectation that Justin's going to be a great kicker for us next year and moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, Justin's been in the building the last couple weeks, kicking and everything, and we've had a chance to talk a little bit. From a standpoint of the investigation and all that, I mean, we don't know anything. I mean, we haven't been given any information, and that, as it should be, you know, it's all done the way it's done. So we don't know anything along those lines, so we can't make any decisions based on that. Every decision we make has to be based on football. There's a lot of layers to that. Salary cap, you know, all the different things that you just take into consideration. Whatever we decide to do over the next few weeks will be based on football.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach. That was 2 days ago.
Yeah,
not a one winning drive. Rookie minicamp, question what? Tyler Loop drafted sixth round out of Arizona. High in the sixth round, as John Harbaugh said. First time in the history of the organization they drafted a kicker. Took a punter.
Stroud.
Yeah, I think Sam Cook was a draft pick too, if I'm not mistaken, but could be wrong. But Tyler Loop gets picked. So there's one thing that never happened before. And you heard Eric DaCosta at the end of the season. Now, after the bye, 2024 season, Justin Tucker was bad by his standards. Actually, by league standards. He was one of the worst-rated kickers in the NFL going into the bye. And their last game before the bye, which was against the Eagles, he missed extra points and field goals. He was all over the place. And then post-bye, didn't miss a kick. Field goal, extra point, whatever, into the playoffs. And Eric DaCosta says, well, we anticipate he'll be our kicker. You heard what he said. Not just in 2025, but hopefully beyond. And then about a week later, the accusations came out, the Baltimore Banner, were inappropriate behavior, 16 different accusations, banned apparently from two of these spas. If I remember correctly, one of the spa owners came out and said, no, he's never been banned from this establishment. So either way. And then Sashi Brown, about a month or so ago, says we're just going to let the league's process take care of itself in regards to the investigation and everything along those lines. And then, of course, we just heard from John Harbaugh just 2 days ago saying, hey, it's a football decision. I like how he threw salary cap in there at the end. And then yesterday the news came, later in the afternoon, as a matter of fact, mm-hmm. that Justin Tucker, via a tweet?
Yes.
Has been released. The last holdover from the last Super Bowl championship team, he was a rookie on that club. Gone. 13 seasons, Eric DaCosta, very touching tribute to Tucker and his accomplishments as a Raven. I mean, this guy's going to be certainly a Ring of Honor. Possibly, depending on how this investigation unfolds, a guy that gets a gold jacket goes in a Canton at some point as one of the greatest kickers, most accurate kicker in the history of the National Football League. I'm going to ask you, Vinny. Do you find the timing curious?
Oh, I think it's all been, I think it's definitely curious. I think when you go back to Eric after the season, they had, their plan was they were going to bring in competition for him, for Tucker, because, you know, like you just said, he had the struggles midseason. He was awful midseason, cost him some games. All right, then he made 24 in a row. Then Eric, yeah, he's going to be our kicker for now and the future, because they figured whoever they weren't going to, they wouldn't drafted, they would have not drafted a kicker, you know. And then boom, accusations happen, total change, even from everybody, and I'm guessing from Bisciotti, you know, right? They had a change of heart, and I don't think at that time when it happened, I don't think he was ever kicking again for the Ravens, and then they draft a kicker. He's in the building, and kicker's gone. Today's the last day, I believe, rookie mini camp. They want Tucker. I was thinking about this. All right, why would you do it now? You know, well, Tyler Loop is in the building. I don't want Tucker in the building with Loop. You know, I want him to feel like it's his job. I'm not competing. And boom, let's get rid of him right now. And what you do as an organization is you'll talk to the league. All right, we're going to cut. How do we do? What do we got to say? Because Harbs was coached on what to say, what not to say. Trust me 100% on that. That's how he is protecting the franchise. By he's being the face. He's answering the questions. That's why Eric, you know, talked about football decision. You know, I mean, that's what whoever the league told them, here's how you got to handle it. You cannot say because of his off-the-field stuff.
The ongoing allegations.
Yes.
Which investigation
and,
not done.
And, I mean, Harv's, if you saw his face, he wasn't, when that question was asked, he wasn't real comfortable answering it, but twice he repeated football decision. And how many times did Eric say, I didn't even read the release, but how many, I'm guessing Eric said a couple of times in there too, football decision. You know, and like Bob, you said, from what changed football-wise from after the season when Eric said,
yeah, if it's a football decision,
it already been made.
What was he when he was out there like working out? Because he's been in the complex for 2 weeks.
Right.
Did he look that bad? Football decision, my ass.
Right.
Is what this is.
Right. And it's cover your ass.
Yeah, and if these allegations weren't there, and I'm not saying they're true or untrue.
Right.
But you look, we're talking about something that was inevitable anyway.
Yes.
We kind of figured this was going to be the end game once it all came out, and it came out fast and furious, and Justin Tucker's denials came out by way of legal counsel. Fast and furious league investigation still ongoing. But if these allegations did not come out, Tyler Loop's getting drafted by somebody else.
Yep.
10 days ago.
No doubt.
Sure as hell is in the Ravens. And maybe a vet or an undrafted free agent comes in to do air quotes competition for Justin Tucker. Those allegations, and we're not morons, well, we are, but in this case, I don't think any of us, we all saw. The writing was on the wall.
And I think for Tucker's sake, Bob, if he doesn't come into the building, just perception-wise, well, no, Tucker hadn't been here, he's guilty. But if I come into the building, I'm sure his lawyers and stuff says, you go in the building, you work out, just do everything, you know, as you normally would. You know, otherwise people will assume that you're guilty because you're not going in. And now they made it real easy.
Yep. So for Justin Tucker, it's an inglorious end to his Ravens career. If you have a problem with how the Ravens handled it, or the NFL for that matter, give us a call at 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. If you think this is the appropriate end result, we're listening to what you have to say. But I think there's irony here where Justin Tucker is released a day after Mike Green addresses the media, mm-hmm. not wanting to talk about allegations of sexual assaults made against him. And Eric DaCosta, during the draft poster, said, hey, we did all this due diligence to make sure this was cool or not. And Nolan, I think you brought this up
way back when. So where were all these investigators with Justin Tucker? Because I'm sitting at the end of a bar, and some guy walks up to me before these things even became public with Justin Tucker, giving an example. You know, Tucker has been accused of, he likes these rubbing tugs. I'm like, the hell are you talking about? Yeah, it has happened. So if this guy knows it, how did the crack staff at Owings Mills not know it? Especially given the fact the allegations were more than a decade ago in some cases.
They've known it. They've known it. Their security people have known it. I mean, your security people, they're all ex-cops. And they have connections throughout the city. So they've known it. I'll guarantee you, Harbs and them, they've heard whispers about it for a long time. And then when it finally came out, I think they just got fed up. No, he's done. You know, so I think that they are in touch with the league. They have an idea. You know, Bob, when Harbs was talking, do you think he knew they were cutting him the next day?
That I don't know.
I would say absolutely.
Yeah. That's why he was kind of Fred Astaire-ing
stuff a little bit. Well, he knew that, you know, he wasn't comfortable. And in the back of his head, I know we're cutting him tomorrow, you know.
Sure. But officially, it won't be post June 1, right?
It is post June 1.
So now we get to the realization of, you know, the ramifications cap-wise. They're going to save $4.5 million.
Correct.
Because he had just signed an extension. So that becomes real. And, you know, Harbs even said during the thing we played on Sunday, he mentioned the cap specifically. Football, all right, Tyler Loops made zero kicks in the NFL. Justin Tucker's the most accurate kicker in the history of the league, who holds, by the way, the longest field goal ever kicked in the league at 68-yarder. And was perfect post-bye. So it couldn't have been a performance-based issue. But would you buy a cap situation?
No. If I'm Chad Steele after Harbs got done, Harbs, you handled it perfectly. You did exactly how we practiced it. You know, Harbs was told what he needed to say, and he did it perfectly. He wasn't comfortable. It wasn't natural. It didn't come out natural. You know, he was uncomfortable when he said it. So he said what he had to say, football, cap, you know, all those types of things. So it had to do with football and not off the field. And from the Ravens' perspective, not one person has even mentioned Eric or John about off the field because they would get in trouble. Then he could file a grievance and do all those types of things.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Justin Tucker, 13-year career has come to an end in Baltimore. Has it ended in the NFL, however? Depending on how the investigation within the league will conclude and what the resolution will be there. So if you want to get in, you can. Orioles tonight in Minnesota taking on the Twins. Mike Elias, Orioles GM, was on the Big Bad Morning Show. We'll have some of that for you. Talking about his team right now. Struggling. What are the Orioles? 13-20. You know what their record was a year ago through 33 games?
They won 22.
22-11. And first place, they'd be running away with the division if they were 22-11 right now. Instead, they're in last place.
They'd be running away with the American League.
So they're in last place right now. Their problemos abound with the Birds of Baltimore, but the Twinkies starting to stabilize a little bit. But still winnable series, we think, against Minnesota and Anaheim. We'll talk about that. There's a ton going on in the world of sports. You got Stanley Cup, NBA playoffs, a couple of dramatic, great NBA games last night. We'll get into all of that and more here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To get into that, Orioles in Minnesota tonight, taking on the Twins. Talk to Steve Molesky about that one later on in the program. Birds trying to, win back-to-back series, maybe three in a row, something. Something positive! Let's go to Kenny in Baltimore. Kenny, thanks for holding. How you feeling? Turn it up Tuesday style. Kenny?
It's been my focus since you lost. You said that you lost an hour listening to RuPaul's Drag Race or watching it, and my wife had me doing the same thing.
I never forgot it. That was years ago. I never forgot. She, because they still watch it, my wife and daughter. I see it on the TV. I put my hand over my head, just walk into the other room.
Ain't that the truth? Yep. So, anyway, my question is this. I told one of my clients, if Justin Tucker had retired, would they would have handled it different, or he just didn't do it because he thought he would have lost money? Because it seemed like to me, once he retired, wouldn't he have to do it by himself, and the Ravens or the NFL wouldn't have got involved as much? So I just was wondering about that.
Yeah, if he'd have turned in his papers and officially retired, then I'm sure the suspension, there's no reason for a suspension if you're retired. The only thing is, he still would have lost the Royal Farms and all that stuff. And, perception, like if he's guilty, it's still going to play out one way or another.
Now, he loses the $4.5 million.
Yep.
In non-guaranteed money. He got whatever his signing bonus was, he gets to keep that, right?
Yes.
But if he retires, like Kenny was saying, does he lose the signing bonus too? Whatever's prorated over the length of the deal.
He'd already been paid the signing bonus. I would think that he probably had to give some of it back.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Go to Joe in Woodbury. Joe, what's happening?
Hello, fellas. Hey, Benny, why you had to step on my toe? Because I was going there first with the ROFO. If you notice, hey, man, them commercials were nauseating because every time you turn around, you heard a Love My Chicken from Royal Farm. Justin Tucker, same way, it came on three times every hour. I was wondering, Royal Farm is a national company. Was his commercials shown or heard throughout the country or just here in Baltimore? Because that was the first thing that was turned off. I haven't heard a Royal Farm commercial with Justin Tucker
since the allegations came out, he was done.
Right.
I think Royal Farms, Joe, is more of a regional company. I don't think there's Royal Farms in like Alaska.
I didn't see it like in Carolina.
I think it's more of a regional thing. Yeah. Because remember, Hello Dinata did them before Tucker took over.
Yes, and he was good at it. Okay, so
then Joey Rickard did them until he started sucking, and they got rid of him.
Well, here's another thing I was thinking about. Whether or not the allegations, let's say the NFL finds no fault, he can still be, sued by the people, like what happened with
civil.
A boy for
civil. Like Watson?
Yeah, civil. Yeah, like Watson. And to me, I always figured if I'm found not guilty by the courts, I ain't giving you a damn dime. So those people who pay out, to me, they just feel as though, well, I'm guilty. Because to me, that shows a sign of guilt when you pay a civil suit, because even though the courts would order it, I'd go to jail first. And that's just me saying that. I know I wouldn't do it, though. But I can't see how you could lose a civil case if a criminal case hasn't found you guilty. I'm stunned by that. But anyway, fellas, that's all I called to speak about that. The Royal Farm commercials have ended. And I guess he'll always be still the greatest kicker we ever had. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, this I wanted to say. How will it hurt his Hall of Fame status? Pete Rose ain't in yet for things off the, out of the baseball field. So y'all let me know that. Take it easy.
All right, Joe.
We had a Hall of Fame voter on, and He said that they are not supposed to look at anything but their on-the-field stuff.
Howard Balzer joins us later, who is a Hall of Fame voter.
And I think that's the one who said it. So, yeah, we'll ask him, you know, again in a little later on in the show.
All right, let's get back to the phones. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Turn It Up Tuesday. The Justin Tucker era has come to an end. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Go to Trey and Joppa. Trey, what's happening?
Can't call it, fellas. How we doing?
All right.
Just the whole Justin Tucker thing. You know, I always did a good job of separating the two, all my favorite athletes. I never really got my heart broke by anything any of my favorite athletes did, because I grew to like them based off of what they did on the field or the basketball court, and I really try to keep it that way. When I have kids one day, the first thing out of my mouth about Justin Tucker won't be this. It'll be all the good things that he did for us. And that's just, you know, how I'm going to carry it. I'm not going to say it's unfortunate. I mean, he walked himself into a hole. But for me, at least, I'm going to always remember the kicks and things like that. One last point I wanted to make was, it's funny, and Vinny, you said it, when it comes to, like, Harbaugh being coached up. I mean, if anybody's ever been in a leadership role or been a coach at that, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, that's a part of the job. That's one of the Harbaugh's best qualities, is he knows what to say.
Yeah, he's protecting the franchise.
Yeah, but we say it with an undertone of like, oh, he, you know, he just is being told to say that. That's what he's supposed to say. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you were the spokesman of a team at one point in time. Like, fans, people, coach talk is a thing. Like, I get tired of hearing, I'm a coach. I get tired of hearing like, oh, that's just coach talk. Anybody that says that, you couldn't be a coach. I don't care what you can draw up, how many plays you can draw up, you know, this, that, and the third. If you don't know how to talk and represent a team, you can't be in a position of leadership. And I'm thankful for John for that. You know, he never embarrasses us as fans, and that's just my take on it.
All right, Tim, thanks for the call.
Yeah, and I think Harbs does a good job. Basically, he's the face of the franchise, and that's the face that they put out there to talk, to send – the Ravens' message out on Sunday, and he did a good job of that. You know, I mean, and we got the gist of the message, what it was going to be about, and you know, it was kind of obvious when he was talking. When I'm standing there Sunday and he's talking, and he kept saying "football decision." Time is it's happening soon.
Yeah, and then he threw in salary cap at the end, too.
And I think Eric did, too, in the release.
Yeah, salary cap always became that little ugly thing that they could rely on as well. It's Vinny at 81.057 The Fan. Justin Tucker's gone. Is his career over in the NFL, though? I think time will determine that, but you'd agree. Do you agree with the Ravens' decision to make this move yesterday? 410-583-1057 is the number. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, the Ravens Wire. Get his thoughts on that. Orioles in Minnesota tonight, taking on the Twins. Kate Povich goes up against his former team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series, as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit, as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in this next chapter of their lives. That's from the Ravens yesterday announcing this decision.
So I wonder if Chad Steele wrote that and Eric signed it. That's usually you have your PR people, you know how to write, unless Eric's a real good writer.
I would think he's got some acumen to put sentences together here, because there had to be some emotional attachment to it. You know what I mean? Because who was that? I mean, we're going back to 2012. Who brought him into Tucker into the organization in the first place? Who unearthed that undrafted free agent out of Texas?
I'm guessing that was Randy Brown.
Ozzy was the GM.
Yeah, and dealing with kickers, that'd have been Randy Brown, just like he was with Luke. I mean, who did they? Everybody has said that. Randy, Harb said it, Eric said it. Randy's out and about, you know, looking for kickers, and he came back with Luke.
Yep, so Justin Tucker on his way to Cooperstown. Maybe he's going there, too. He's so good. But Canton, Ohio, perhaps, and we'll see what the investigation reveals, how the NFL decides with his football fate. Justin Tucker, he's done kicking footballs in Baltimore, but is he done kicking them in the National Football League? That's to be determined.
It all depends on how long, if he has a suspension, how long the suspension is. Because if it's just six games or something and a team is struggling, they'll give him. He'll definitely get a tryout.
All right, let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. It's Vinny and Haney. Nolan, what's happening there, Rashawn, on this Turn It Up Tuesday?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing, man?
Good.
Hey, man, listen, I woke up this morning, all these missed calls, Trippy calling me, Dustin calling me. I called Dustin back. He was like, man, it sounded like he was about to be in tears, man. He's like, yeah, Tucker, they cut Tucker. I'm like, man, it's 5 in the morning, man. You crying about another man getting cut? You know, that made $51 million in his career. $51 million, you know, like, we all love Tucker and everything, man. I think he's the greatest kicker of all time. But, man, it's just sad, you know, to see him go out like this. It kind of reminds me of something that happened February 27th, 2003, man, you know, where after 13 seasons, the Cowboys released Emmitt Smith. So, you know, man, you know, that was a sad day for everybody, you know, man. But
yeah, the world flew off its axis with that.
Yeah, man, but hopefully, I don't know, man. I got a problem with them releasing him before the NFL did their investigation, though. You know, you owe a guy like that, a Hall of Famer, at least the decency to let everything play out.
I'm sure that they have a pretty good idea. Investigators have been here and talked to the people. I'm guessing that they're ready, getting close to making their conclusion.
Let's go back to this, though. Considering our current roster,
which is 90.
What is that? But what does that mean? Look, considering the roster, it was a roster decision. Basically, is what there's. Unless I'm reading this wrong.
That's why, Bob, I just think it was written for how it had to be written and what it needed to say. You know, I mean, come on. Everybody knows why they did it. You know, I mean, sure. But they're just doing their due diligence. They're doing what they have to do for their organization, you know, so they don't get in any trouble, backlash, you know, with Tucker. So, I mean, it is what it is. That's what they got to do. And that's just how business is done.
All right, let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Columbia. It's Jonathan. Jonathan, thanks for holding. What is up?
Good morning. So 2 points. One, about the potential Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor effect. I was reading an article back in February that ESPN put out about a Kansas City offensive lineman. His name was Jim Tyrer.
Yeah, killed his wife.
And they were talking about how...
They had murder-suicide.
Yeah, and himself. And himself. And they were talking about this whole conversation of, does off-the-field stuff really impact whether Hall of Famers vote guys in or not? And even in the article, some Hall of Fame voters that were interviewed were talking about how it did. Even in those rooms where you're not supposed to be able to bring off-the-field stuff into the conversations, it still did. So I'm not sure how it will affect Tucker in this case. But my second point is a question. I want your thoughts on if he had not experienced the statistical decline over the last couple of years, like if he ended his time last season without the struggles that he had prior to the bye week, how do you think the organization would have handled it?
Well, I think that
he was still on top.
Yeah, hey, thanks, the way Eric handled it at the end, I think because he came on strong at the end, that's why, you know, Eric anticipated him, but said there will be competition. That's never happened before. I mean, we've never, after the season press conferences, Tucker's name never comes up, you know, and it did this year just because he cost them games and was one of the worst kickers statistically in the league. And that's why they said that there will be competition, but we expect him to be the kicker.
By the way, Jim Tyrer was a seniors finalist for the Hall of Fame this year. In 1980, he killed his wife and then killed himself. He had bad business investments. Apparently, CTE was part of the equation. So, I mean, that is certainly way beyond anything that Justin Tucker has been accused of doing here, for sure. Not saying once. I don't know.
Well, Pete Rose was just gambling, right?
Well, he's betting on baseball.
Yeah.
I mean, if you go to a baseball clubhouse, it says, thou shall not bet on baseball. And even admitted, well, he said, I didn't bet on my team. Yeah, but hey, look, that's another all-time home run leader. More Cy Youngs than anyone. All-time hits leader aren't in the Hall of Fame. That's baseball. We're talking baseball. All right, we got time for a phone call. Nolan, you want to wait? All right, let's go to PT in Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, guys. I just want to say I already apologized to Nolan for yesterday. I was drinking a little early, but I've got notes for you today, Bob. So I'm 100%.
Well, hurry up, man. We got a busy show. We got a lot of calls on the line here.
I hear you. My point yesterday is that going into spring training or going into the season, Suarez was battling Povich for the five spot, and Suarez was one of the top 100 guys in innings pitched last year, and he was our number six pitcher. So Elias had the arms. He had plenty of arms. Just every situation has turned the wrong way. And, Bob, I ask you, do you not think that Eflin, Povich, Kramer, and Togano are all going to be average to above-average starting pitchers from this point forward?
I don't know. I mean, Kramer's had one really good start. Povich has had one good start. Eflin's been acceptable, same with Togano, but I can't make these assumptions. And Dean Kramer, quite frankly, he's coming off a year in 2024 where his earned run average was over four. So right. I can't make those absolutes, PT. I'd like to, but I can't do it.
If you had to guess, Kramer's at least an average starting pitcher. You know what? They've got the arms. I really think so. I just think the beginning of the season, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. All of our hitters, aside from three guys, are batting below their career numbers.
Well, if you think the pitching is going to come around and it's the offense and PT, we got to roll. I appreciate the enthusiasm. I think the bats will come alive. The pitching is still going to be in dire straits. Mike Elias, by the way, was on the Big Bad Morning Show, and we will hear from him as the show rolls on. But Justin Tucker, he's gone. Any commentary, positive, negative, get in here at 410-583-1057. It's Turn It Up Tuesday. Vinny Hattie, Nolan McGraw. We haven't even heard from Nolan yet. We're going to do that when we come back. Right now, 13-20, last place in the East. A year ago, they were in first place, 22-11. So we'll get into all of that and more. Kevin Allstriker, talk Ravens. Nolan, before we get back to the phone calls, Nolan McGraw, of course, quick draw. All right, Tucker take. Give us a Tucker take here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising. We all figured that the end was near for him at some point. I like it from the perspective of it's just, all right, wipe the slate clean, we're done, we're moving on, transition. You drafted the new guy. It's fully his job. I mean, you probably sign another veteran just to compete, you know, through training camp. But like Vinny said, you're not going to have an awkward situation later this summer where you're still waiting on a decision from the league. Tucker's there. He's kicking alongside this kid. He's not really mentoring him because this kid's here to try to take his job. It's just a really awkward situation. So you avoid that. But I agree. The timing is extremely strange. You know, what changed from last Tuesday? Well, I mean, the draft was 2 weeks ago.
Right.
So we knew Loop was here then. I don't know. What's the difference between a week, you know, and they did kind of put their foot in their mouth again. At least Sashi Brown did when he said, we're not making any decision whatsoever until the league makes their determination.
Well, maybe the league told them.
Right. So, again, within the next 24 or 48 hours, more context could be revealed here.
Yeah. But, look, I read the statement from the Ravens based on our current roster. You're not good enough to be on it, is what that implies with Justin Tucker. And we all know that's a wink-wink right there. So,
well, I'm guessing, back to your question, Nolan, they probably, you know, they had 2 days of watching him kick, and Randy Brown, you know, probably gave him thumbs up, possibly, you know, after they've seen him kick a couple times.
So if he had been Kerry Vedvik in a real game, they would have been like, hey, Tucker, we'll wait it out.
Not saying you're wrong, but if he came in, you know, first day and he missed like five times, does that change what they do here? I don't think so.
You're talking about
might have changed the timing.
Yeah, maybe.
All right, let's get back to the phones here with the people I have to say. Tom and Rising Sun. Tom, what's up?
Hey, guys. How y'all been?
Good.
Listen, I tell you, I think it was a matter of time before they cut him loose. 16 different women accused him of sexual misconduct. It was only a matter of time. And a comment on Mike Elias. I mean, what idiot signs an outfielder who's been on the DL 14 different times, and now he's on the DL for 15th time? I mean, come on. What are they doing? Is he a nut?
I don't know what his mental acumen is in regards to is he stable or not, rational thinker. But, yeah, that was a questionable decision there. And we can go back and play some cuts. Well, Nolan would have to do it. From a lot of the Baltimore media saying that he would be an upgrade over Tony Taters. That's a no. Not that Santander's lighting it up in Toronto, but his injury history. He was on the IL, I think, 3 times last year for the Red Sox. Still hit 31 bombs. And those gold gloves are way in the rearview mirror. And that was in left field in St. Louis. So, yes, questionable decision. Almost on par, Nolan, real quick before we get to the phones. Maybe it's still to be determined, but let Markakis walk and bringing in Travis Snyder to replace him. We're not to that level of boneheadedness, are we?
Time could reveal itself.
That was a Duquette move, by the way. So,
now, I mean, what, Markakis, and this was a whole different debate, but he never made an all-star team as an Oriole.
He won gold gloves and was kind of the dude in the clubhouse.
Right, but he never got that national recognition, but then he goes to the Braves. Didn't even have an outstanding season. He was good, but then he gets his all-star nod there. It was just very frustrating.
Well, he played 4 years there at a pretty high level. Mm-hmm. Travis Snyder, I don't think, made it through the 2015 season.
Well, he spells Snyder with an I, not a Y.
Yeah. I can't remember. And O'Neill, he spells it whatever. And let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's up?
Hey, man, what's going on with y'all?
What's going on with you?
Man, all right, say, man, I was on my way to D.C. I'm on my way back now, how long I've been on hold. But look, right, about the Justin Tucker thing, right, like, regardless how EDC written it or whatever, like, why do it matter? Half of these fans wanted them off the team anyway, you feel me? But, and then I look at it like this, right, he's the last player on the team from the Super Bowl, like, that's his star fresh, man. Like, I can't wait for this Justin Tucker stuff to be over with. Like, I don't care what the NFL finds, none of that. He off the team now, you feel me? So, let's just start fresh, man. Like I told the Big Man Morning Show earlier, Bob and Philly, man, give me the loop, you feel me? That's my new school, you know? Hey, man, y'all enjoy y'all Tuesday, man.
All right, have fun coming back from D.C. traffic. I'm sure it's great. Keep him in the loop. And to his point, you know, Tucker is the last vestige of the 2012 Super Bowl team. He's just a rookie then. Yeah, I mean, he is gone. The Tucker story, once we continue to comment on it, is over. The Ravens made that official yesterday. It's done. And they're going to get $4.5 million cap space. Now the microscope will be on Tyler Loop and whoever he competes with once training camp starts.
Now, do you think Tucker puts out a statement?
I don't know if I'm not a lawyer. Yeah. I don't know if it'd be prudent for him to even comment at this.
Because the next time we're going to talk about Tucker after today is when the league responds.
Yeah, and then he'll wait. If he's cleared, then you'll get the statement of vindication and then him signing with another team. But I would think that right now, just, you know, continue to let due process take its course. Let's go to Ray in Baltimore. Ray, what's up?
Hey, man, I'm going to close it out quick, man. Main event time. You show up, I'm like Ron Garcia. But
oh, God, was that a snooze fest or what? Holy
mackerel. And I hit you on that on another time. But one thing I'm going to say is this. two quick points. I hear everybody want to get rid of Tucker. There's some really awful allegations. Remember the word allegations. But just remember, everybody keep that same energy when the Ravens get an interception in October against the Bengals and whatever they play them. And it's 16-14. Lamar drives them down, and Luke got come up. And if you go wild right, Benny, because I remember I was on it. I remember you and Rob used to kill Cunder. You know what I mean? So just keep that same energy for Luke. And also, before I hang up the phone, since we're talking about capacity and careers, I've always been a big Matt Wieters guy. And I truly believe Matt Wieters don't get the flowers that he should deserve.
Whoop.
Wieters or Rutschman? I'll let y'all.
All right. Well, Rutschman's story's not finished yet. And Wieters was the number one pick in the draft. Wieters was number five pick in the draft. If he turns out to be Matt Wieters, I would think based on the way he started his career, that would be a disappointing way to end. By the way, Wieters, multiple gold gloves, made the All-Star team three times, played on some really good Oriole teams. I mean, Adley Rutschman, that book's not closed. The Wieters book's closed and acceptable career, Oriole Hall of Fame worthy career. But I think we all hoped Adley would be a little bit better than that. We'll come back, talk more about Justin Tucker and the Ravens. Kevin Allstriker, USA Today, whip around 11:15. Tons going on in the NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs last night. And Gabe Lax, USA Today, talking about baseball first week of May.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.